Good morning. It's 8:16 here on Raven Radio, your community radio station. It's Tuesday, so it's Activities Report Day. I'm Tom Hess, Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. I'm in with Cindy Kibber and Josh Gayden, and what they did last week was cooler than whatever you did last week. What'd you guys do last week, Josh?
We went over to Newt, Greenland for the Arctic Winter Games and competed in wrestling.
And you guys did pretty well.
Yeah.
Josh is being humble. You had 3 golds and a sportsmanship award, I believe.
Yes.
Cindy, you had 3 golds. Mm-hmm. And JD Gagner, who also went with you guys, had a gold and a couple silvers, it sounds like. What's involved in competing in the Arctic Winter Games in Greenland, Sydney? Give me some of the events. That was a bad question by me. Sorry, it's early, and these kids wouldn't be up if not for me, so I need to...
So some of the events, there was a lot of Arctic sports games, like finger pulls and seal hops and jumping, and then there was other things like badminton, ping pong, and obviously skiing and snowing.
Yeah, and you guys were there for the wrestling end of it, which you guys did quite well at. How was the competition level there, Josh?
It was definitely varying from weight to weight. My weight wasn't overly difficult. JD's weight had one kid in it that was a good 3 or 4 inches taller than him and looked like a grown man. But
where was he from?
He was from Alberta North.
Okay.
JD did great against him, though, and he didn't give up. He went out there and wrestled. And
so the wrestling, you guys had people from 5 different countries, 5 different areas, it sounds like, something like that.
Yes, including Alaska, we had 5.
But turning away from the competition a little bit, let's talk about what it was like to be in Greenland. Like, give me a few seconds on Greenland, Sydney. Like, how would you describe Newt, Greenland?
Cold and windy. Really cold.
And how many people are we talking?
There's 17,000 people in live in Nook.
And so you guys, and we were talking a little bit off air, Josh, you guys, they had 10% of the population was helping out with this games.
Yeah.
What was kind of the, how did the games look? How'd they come together? What was kind of the pageantry involved there?
There was a lot of preparation and you could see it. It's every 2 years. And so you could tell that it took them 2 years to get this started again, if not longer. They're already starting on the next games. They have it decided where it's at, and it takes a lot of preparation.
Did you ever think you'd have a reason to go to Greenland, Sydney?
Probably not. There's not much there.
But were you glad you got a chance to see it?
Yeah, I would go again if I could.
And so you have a rescuing a kid in a snowbank story, I'm told.
Yeah. So we were walking to the bus stop, and the other group of boys ahead of us saw this snowplow go by and bury these boys. And so, like, 5 minutes later, we come walking by, and there's this little boy, and he's like, "Can you help me? I'm stuck." So I'm just thinking, oh, yeah, he's a little boy. He's just pretending. And then, no, he's really stuck.
Like, how little are we talking?
He was probably 10.
Okay.
And so we go up there. We try to pull him out. We still think he's kidding. He's not really stuck. And then we try pulling him out, and he's waist deep in ice and snow. And so we try to pull him out, and then he starts freaking out and have an asthma attack and crying. So thankfully, these ladies come by, and, you know, they call the police and his parents, and, you know, he got out fine, but it was pretty scary trying to save this boy.
Was he? I'm guessing he was a local of the Newk area.
Yeah, he looked, yeah.
And so, like, are they just plowing? Is it like that? Like third day sort of snow ice mix that weighs a ton, or like what was happening there?
Pretty much, you know, and it was storming, so there was like another layer of fresh snow on top, but it was mostly ice and chunks.
Oh wow! Well, yeah. See there, it's great you were there. What was the food like in Newk?
I ate a lot of bread and pastries.
So it's very carb heavy, which is where do you think they get all their wheat and grain? Do they grow it there?
I have no clue.
You didn't brush up on the agrarian principles of Greenland before coming in this morning. So lots of breads and pastries. Like, how would you compare the breads and pastries? Like, is it more like French style? Is it how it's a?
I think it has Danish roots.
Oh, okay. And so wow, you brought the knowledge there. Actually, I take back my joke about the agrarian principles. What about you, Sydney? What did you notice about the fair?
I think that they tried to have like American food and Canadian food more real, because they didn't feed us like seal or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty good.
Do you find it odd when you travel and they do that and they're trying to make it more American style? You're like, I can kind of get this at everywhere. Like,
yeah, I kind of wanted to try some new stuff, but it's okay.
And then in terms of like, what are Greenlanders like? Greenlandic people, how are they? How'd you find the locals? How was it compared to like say a wrestling meet here?
They were pretty nice, but every now and then you'd get that one person that just was done with you.
Well, I mean, they probably had when you have that many people like airdropped into your town at day six, it probably gets kind of old.
Yeah, a little bit.
I noticed that the drivers got less and less patient with us as the week went on. At the beginning, they would stop and let us cross the street, and then by the end, they would just go, and you'd have to wait.
Yeah, it was kind of, okay, if these kids haven't figured out the crosswalk by now, it's on them sort of thing. And so would you guys go back if you could?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What was the coolest thing you got to do outside of the tournament, outside of wrestling? Did you get to do much just kind of exploring the area, or did you get to do anything cool like that?
Yeah, exploring was kind of cool. It was a pretty big town, so there was lots to do, and we rode the bus system around a couple times, and, you know, they're just, like, seeing the different scenery. It was pretty cool.
What kind of scenery are we talking about? Is it
mostly ocean and some hills, but... It was, the sunsets were gorgeous, and, you know, a couple nights there were northern lights, so we got to see some of those.
Oh, that's sweet. So it's kind of sort of like maybe Nome or sort of Western Alaska, where you're looking out at the ocean, and was it icy out, or?
Yeah, there was a lot of ice, too. Snow and ice.
And then in terms of the Arctic Winter Games itself, next year it's going to be, do you guys know where it's going to be? Not next year, 2 years from now, since they...
I've heard Slave Lake in Canada, White Horse, or Yellowknife.
I think so.
So somewhere in Canada. Yeah. What did you make of the games themselves in terms of the opportunity to get people around? Which it's funny because you guys aren't even close to. Well, you're closer to the Arctic than like someone in Montana. But what did you guys make of the Arctic Winter Games as a general concept and getting all these people together from different areas?
It was great just to go around and meet other people from other cultures, because yes, a lot of it was from Canada, but you could still see the variations of Canadian culture and little tweaks and accents, and that was a neat thing to see.
Well, and you'd mentioned earlier there were sort of different approaches to wrestling and different kind of styles in terms of how people approached the competition. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Something that I saw was Nunavut had a very judo approach. Alberta North actually knew how to wrestle more so than the other teams, and they were our biggest competitors by far. And then Yukon had a couple good kids that had you could tell that they wrestled before. And then there are always those people that show up that have wrestled one match in their entire life and just ended up on the team.
Yeah. Sydney, you were obviously competing in the girls division. What did you know? How's girls wrestling developing elsewhere in other Arctic nations?
Well, it's definitely just starting. Some of the Yukon coach, he wants to get a tournament from Yukon kids, and they'll come to Southeast because we're on the ferry system. But you could tell that most programs are just starting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sydney Kimber, Josh Gayden, thanks for coming in this morning. Josh, especially thanks to you, since it's your spring break and you shouldn't be up at 8 in the morning. Was it worth it getting up at 8 in the morning for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're just being nice. But Sydney, was it worth it coming in this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Josh Gayden, Sydney Kimber, thanks for coming. They compete in the Arctic Winter Games, and we will send it back to Morning Edition.